Richard Hager.
Maynard.
You are a landlord, right?
Yeah, I am.
I understand the market is getting better, that vacancies are down.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Well, this is very, very good news then for you.
As for both of us, right? As a matter of fact, yes.
Well, I've got one little cracker box that I ran out, but yeah, that's another sad story. So tell me why things are getting better.
Well, we've got rental vacancies are dropping. Ballard, I think they're back down to about 5 or 6% vacancy factor, which is almost as low as it can go. Green Lake is low. Queen Anne, Magnolia, everything. The core of the city is
What's
very
low. What's the best it's ever been?
Right around 4%, maybe 5%. That is about as low as a vacancy factor can get, because somebody's always moving from one building to the other. And you're pretty much at those rates in the core of Seattle, the North Core, if you will. And we're seeing similar reduction in vacancies, even in outlying areas like Puyallup and Marysville and North Bend. So what we have is the apartments, the rental houses are starting to fill up. That is a great news for everybody. My rentals are up. We're actually able to raise rents. Again, this is getting good.
Well, that's just ducky, but you need to tell me why.
Now, the reason for this is kind of two columns. Column number one is you do have people moving here into the city. You have them moving into the state of Washington. They're leaving California, Florida. They are coming here because we have a very good economy compared to other places. And you'd have to look at the Office of Budget Management and some of the others, but I believe we're going to grow by 65,000 people in 2010 here in the state of Washington.
11.
And in 2011, we will probably be at the same rate, if not a little bit more, was what I'm thinking, because we had some incredible months. So we have people moving in. They need a place to live, whether it's a small one-bedroom apartment or a four-bedroom house. And so they're absorbing that. That's the good news. You have column B, are the people who are on the bad side. It's the people who are losing their house to foreclosure. They have lost it. We are in large numbers of that, and that will continue. So they have to move out of their house.
There's such a critical mass of people losing their homes to foreclosure that
sure.
It's actually making vacancy rates in apartments go down?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah, because they've got to move out of their four-bedroom house, and they've got to find something that fits, and it's going to be smaller. It'll more than likely be an apartment. And so they are moving into two- and three-bedroom apartments or condominiums because that's what they can afford. So it means their house is sitting there vacant, but that house is owned by the bank or Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. It's not up for rent. It's going to be up for sale. And it takes months to process those homes. So in the meantime, a house in foreclosure or lost to foreclosure is kind of taken off the rental market. So that's why we're seeing rental rates. Everything's getting better on something like that. But part of it is we've got some ugliness due to the foreclosures.
You know, as a quick aside, there are also people that are leaving the state,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people are moving out of the country. They're moving places to places like Ecuador.
Yes.
I just happened to visit there. What was I doing in Ecuador? Yeah. But people are saying we're living like kings down here for
mm-hmm. pennies on the
$500-$600 a month on the beach, beautiful homes.
Yes. Again, it's cheaper. Things are getting more expensive. You can live down there. Life is good. But the commute's got to. It's not the best thing.
And it's tough to come by. You can't eat salad. I'm sorry. You can't eat it. Richard Hager?
Maynard.
Thank you.